We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled Discerning Doctrines. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Now, the Spirit explicitly says that in the later times, some will desert the faith and occupy themselves with deceiving spirits and demonic teachings, influenced by the hypocrisy of liars whose consciences are seared. I have just read from the New English Translation. When Remy first heard the doctrine that insists that God does not care about her conduct, but only about her faith, as if they can be separated, she was happy because she had been struggling with certain things that came from her old life of sin before she became saved. She now decided to let go and continue in her old way of sin. But it did not take her long to know that the doctrine was a lie, because she still tried to be truthful to herself and maintain a clear conscience. She observed that her communion with the Holy Spirit was truncated and her conscience violated. In the book of Jude, the Holy Spirit commands us to contend for the faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints. This faith is the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the most holy faith and not one that engenders unholy living. See Jude chapter 1 verse 3-23. When we teach grace, we do not teach license for sin, but empowerment for righteousness. But there are some who could interpret my teaching about the grace of our Lord to mean a license for sin, because they are looking for an excuse to sin. But those who seek the power to walk above sin will only find it in the grace of our Lord, and they must be taught about this. One way of differentiating the false teachings from the genuine is that the genuine empowers God's people to live above sin, while the false systematically downplays the importance of overcoming sin. See Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14. Ask the Lord to keep you away from false teachers and false doctrine. Ask for the discerning of the Holy Spirit in this, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from 2 John. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio for today's Bible reading plan comes up next. The book of 2 John.
The book of 2 John.
The elder, To the lady chosen by God and to her children whom I love in the truth. And not I only, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ the Father's Son will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. Many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face so that our joy may be complete. The children of your sister, who is chosen by God, send their greetings.
The end of the book of 2 John.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.